Well, also, for sufferers of a heart condition that runs in families and can cause sudden cardiac death, especially amongst young people, there's a new technique to develop and explore new treatments and to explore the disease in detail. Now, the condition I'm referring to is called long QT syndrome, or LQTS. It's quite rare, but it does afflict young people because it's a genetic condition that causes the heart muscle, and specifically cardiomyocytes, the cells that make up the heart muscle, not to reset themselves electrically after they beat. Because when a heart cell beats, it gets electrically excited by letting some sodium come into the cell, and it then resets itself by putting potassium back out of the cell. And in people who have this long QT syndrome, the cells don't reset themselves quickly enough, and this can result in the heart going into abnormal rhythms, and sometimes those rhythms can be sufficiently abnormal to trigger cardiac fibrillation, or in some cases, cardiac arrest, and so people can just have sudden death. And if it's identified early enough, then it can be managed with drugs. But actually studying it in the first place and working out which drugs are good and which are bad, and when you build a new agent, finding out whether it can impact on the disease is very difficult, because it's very hard to model a condition in a cell in a dish if you don't have a cell to work with. But now researchers in Israel have come up with a possible solution. There's a paper by Ilanit Itzaki from the Institute of Technology in Israel that's literally just come out at 6 o'clock Sunday in Nature. What they have done is to take a lady who's got one form of long QT syndrome, take some skin cells called fibroblasts from this lady, they put them in the culture dish and then expose them to a virus which adds to those cells three special genes called SOX2, KLF4 and OCT4. And the action of those genes is to make those skin cells unspecialise and go back to becoming very primitive stem cells. So they become what are called iPSCs, or induced pluripotential stem cells. And if you culture those cells in a special culture dish, then they turn into what are called embryoid bodies. And in other words, they start to produce all of the tissues you would begin to see in a very early embryo, including heart cells, because when the researchers watched this happening down the microscope, they saw that some of the cells that were developing were beginning to beat autonomously, just like embryonic heart cells. And by identifying and isolating those cells and then studying them, what they found is that the cells display all of the electrical abnormalities that adult heart muscle cells do. They also respond chemically to drugs in exactly the same way as mature heart cells. And so they were able to test various agents, some of which we know work very well in long QT syndrome, and also some new agents that are being tested and explored for their potential to treat this condition as well. And as they say in their paper, the concept described may also be extended to model several other human genetic disorders, enabling translational research into disease mechanisms and therapies. In other words, this is a very clever stem cell technique to produce cells that directly mimic the condition that an adult has, so that in the dish you can explore, without having to make animal models or anything, the very cells that are affected by a disease, and then explore whether or not there are drugs around, or drugs that you're making actually work to combat that condition.
That's an incredible piece of research, because, I mean, obviously your heart is such an essential part going on there. But obviously there are issues with using animal models for this sort of thing. So with the improvements in stem cells, you know, it's a really exciting area of research.
Well, the major benefit is that rats don't get long QT syndrome. And if you put the gene that we know goes wrong in the human into the rat, you don't know to what extent the differences you're seeing are just because that gene is abnormal, or because it's interacting abnormally with other genes that it wouldn't normally be in a cell with. So by having the cell that's a human cell from the patient with the condition, you can then test how that person would respond to any drug you intend to use, or an experimental agent, before you've even gone near a person. You just have to do it all in a test tube, which is, as you say, incredibly powerful.